ప్రియ మనహం నిధ్యాన శాంతి పదం బ్రహ్మాసం ఉపనేంద్ర శ్రీబాముని శంకరం సురగురు మాయామనుష్యం హరి వందేహం కరుణాకరం రఘువరం భూపాల చూడామణి. This is a verse composed by a great devotee, Tulsidas. He was a devotee of Lord Ramchandra. So, Lord Rama and Lord Krishna, there is no difference. When he speaks Krishna, that means he includes all other incarnates. In the Brahma Samhita, it is said, Ramadi Mutti Sutalani Amena Tishan, Nana Avatara Makarat Bhuvanesu Kintu, Krishna Sang Samavavat Paramatmanu Yo, Govindamadi Purusam Tamang Vajan. Krishna is Sang. Krishna Sang. Samavavat Paramapuman. Krishna is Paramapuman. Paramapuman means the ultimate Supreme Personality of God. But He is always manifest in different incarnations. And of all the incarnations, Lord Rama is the foremost. Balarama. You have heard the name of Balarama, Baladeva. Similarly, Rama. Rama means the supreme enjoyer. Ramante yoginanante satyananda chidatmani iti Rama padenas. Ram means real bliss. And all the yogis, either Dhyana Yogi, or a Jnana Yogi, or a Bhakta Yogi. There are three kinds of yogis. Everyone tries to enjoy that eternal bliss, and that is real pleasure. That's for Ram. So this was our this respectable Indian lady, she will begin Ramayan. This is actually not Ramayan. It is called Ramacharit Manas. Ramayan means Valmiki Ramayan, but people have taken it as Ramayan. Actually, Tulsidas has expressed his own feelings about his devotion to Lord Rama, and therefore he has named it Ramacharita Manas. His mind full with service attitude for Lord Rama. That is the real meaning of this book. But the people have misinterpreted. They are going on just it is Rama. In Ramayana, of course, anywhere where Ram's activities are described, that is called Ramayana. That is another sense. But real Ramayana means the Ramayana composed by Valmiki Ramayana. Ramayana composed by Maharshi Valmiki. And this is a popular notion that this is Ramayana. But actually, this book is called Ramacharit Manas. So some of the description of Rama are there, but not all the description. Rather, there are many differences from the original Valmiki Ramayana. Anyway, this is song of a devotee for his Lord Rama. In that sense, you can call it Ramayana, but this book is actually Ramacharit Manas. So, In the fifth chapter, Sundar Kanda, it is a very nice verse. The thought is that Shantam Shasatam Aprameya Anavam Nirvana Shanti Pradam. Each word is meaningful. Shantam. The Lord is never disturbed. Why shall we disturb? Just like we are in this material world, we are always disturbed in so many ways. The duration life is short and we are always embarrassed with so many problems, political, social, religious, cultural, so many things, and family, maintenance of family is more difficult than maintaining an empire. So, this material world is full of anxiety. I have several times expressed asat graha, because we have accepted something which is not eternal. Anything which is not eternal will always create disturbance. But because the Lord is eternal, therefore He is Shanta. Whenever we find the praise of Lord, Krishna, Rama, Vishnu, we find smiling with peace. As soon as you see, you become also peaceful. It's very fresh. It's so nice. Shanta. And Satsatam. Satsatam means original. Is not that Rama and Krishna, as the Mayavadi philosopher says, that the impersonal Brahma appears in form. This is Akshana. Actually, he appears in his own form, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Sambhavami Atmamayaya. We are accepting this form not by our own potency. I have accepted this body, you have accepted this body, not by your own will. You have been forced to accept a particular type of body according to your work. You cannot make choice. Otherwise, everyone would have made his choice to take birth in America or some place like that, or heavenly planet. Oh, that is not choice. Just like the foreigners, they apply for immigration. The choice depends on the highest authority. Similarly, this body is not Shashvata. It is not my original body. This body changes. I may have this body this time, I may have another body, another species of life, therefore it is not Shashvatam. But the Lord's body is Shashvatam, as it is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita, Shashvatam Purusam. And even here, the same word is used here. Shantam Shashvatam Aprameyam. Aprameyam means that cannot be measured. The Mahavis, they cannot conceive how immeasurable, unlimited. Therefore, as soon as they take it that God is unlimited, immeasurable, they take it for impersonal. They cannot conceive that God can assume any extensive form without any difficulty. Just like he appeared at Varahadeva. The Varahadeva, he appeared in such a gigantic body that he could lift this whole planet by his staff. So just imagine how much great body he assumed. So, Aprameyam. Another, he can assume a so small body Just like Parikshit Maharaj, when he was within the womb of his mother, attacked by the atomic energy. So Krishna entered the womb of his mother and saved him. Just imagine how small he became. That apramayam means you cannot measure how he is small, how he is great. We can, the Mahamadi philosophers, they can think of greatness, but Krishna can become smaller, just like Jagannath. He is the master, he is the proprietor of the whole world, but he has assumed such a nice form that he is within our reach. We can serve him very convenient. This is God, therefore apramaya, immeasurable. Immeasurable does not mean simply great. Immeasurable means you cannot measure him how small he is. Anoraniya hana mahato mahina. He is greater than the greatest and is smaller than the smallest. Therefore apramayam, anadhang. Anadhang means this material contamination cannot touch. Ita visasya isanam. Isha, the Supreme Lord means that he may come any form, just like he appears as the boar, hog. That does not mean he is hog. Or even he acts like hog, still he is anadhang. How it is possible? Because he is tejasam anadushar. Tejasam, just an example is that the sun. Sun is so powerful that he is soaking water from everywhere. He is soaking water even from the filthy place where people are passing urine and stool. But sunshine is so powerful that it is soaking water from the urinals and lavatory and latrine, but still sun is pure. And by the sun's contact, that place also becomes pure. This is called purity. Even impure, even I am impure, if I am in touch with Krishna consciousness, then I also become pure. He does not become impure. We are so, have to say, teeny, that if I go to a contaminated place, I become contagious. I become infected with the contamination. But Krishna, or Rama, they are so powerful that even a contaminated person approaches him, he does not mean that Krishna becomes contaminated. The contaminated person becomes purified. This is what I have to understand. So anyone with any aim, if he approaches Krishna or Rama, he becomes anabham, nirvana. Nirvana shanti pradam. This nirvana means finishing. Shanti is material life, material existence is always full of threefold misery. So Krishna Rama can give you a position by which you can stop all this nonsense. Nidvana shanti pradam brahma sambhu panindra siva anitam. Brahma, the demigods, there are millions of demigods of all the demigods, Brahma and Sambhu, Lord Shiva and Brahma, they are considered to be the chief. Brahma, Shiva, Panindra. Panindra means Shesha. He is also in Kanisha, Vishnu. So all of them are engaged in the service of the Supreme Lord. That means Vishnu is the Supreme.
even superior than Lord Shiva. Here it is specially mentioned, Brahma Sambho. Sambho means Lord Shiva. Brahma Sambho Phanindra Sri Brahmanisam Vidanta Bidham Vidham. So, Vidanta, Vidanta means the ultimate knowledge. So one who is in the ultimate knowledge, he can understand the personality of Godhead, Rama and Krishna.
Those who have got little knowledge are mediocre. They can go up to the impersonal Brahma, but they cannot enter into the knowledge of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Rama. That is described in the Bhagavad Gita by Arjuna, that it is very difficult to understand your personality. Actually, we are experiencing. If we speak something impersonal, they think it is very learned. And when we speak of something personal, they think it is old style. This is nonsense. Practically, the personality of God is the ultimate knowledge. Men with poor fund of knowledge, a little stock of knowledge, they cannot understand. If he is impersonal, how Brahma and Sambho are engaged in his service? His person. Brahma, Sambho, Anindra, Sibba, Manisam, Vedanta, Vedam. Vedanta, Vedam. These Mayavadis, they have Sankaracharya. They have their Harira Bhaskara. They have tried to prove the Supreme Lord as the impulse. This is not actually correct. Vedanta Veda. It is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Veda is the sadvai ahamiva vidyam. Vedanta dit, Vedanta kritya aham. Krishna says that all the Vedas, including Vedanta, if somebody says the Vedanta is describing impersonal Brahma, but Krishna says that how it can do Vedanta this. I am the actual knower of Vedanta. I am actual composer of Vedanta. So, I am the supreme. So, this Mahabhadi philosophers, they cannot understand. They think that Vedanta in India, the Mahabhadi sannyasis are known as Vedanti. Therefore, my society, Vaishnava society, has particularly given me this title, Bhakti Vedanta. Vedanta means Bhakti. It is a challenge to the Mahabhadi sannyasis. This particular fact was given after due consideration that my humble self should be awarded this title. It is new title among the Vaishnava society. So, the Mahavadi philosophers, they are sometimes surprised that how Sanidhi is Vedanti at the same time Bhakti. But actually they do not know. Vedanta means Bhakti. Real Vedanta commentary is Srimad Bhagavata. Bhaktyam Brahma Sutrana. Brahma Sutra means this Vedanta Sutra. So Vedanta Veda. Shiva Vrinchi, that Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, they are trying to understand the Supreme figuring knowledge. No. Through the Vedanta. Vedanta. Veda is the sadvaya homibe. And Vibhom. Vibhom means the greatest. Somebody greater than the Supreme Lord. Ramanasang Jagadishanam. And he is Rama. We chant daily, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Ramanasang. Rama means the Ramaniya. The beautiful, all the enjoyers, Ramakyam, and Jagadishanam, and he is the master, or the proprietor of the whole universe, Sura Guru, Sura means the demigod, and Guru is spiritual master. Sura Guru, just like Arjuna is Sura, and his Guru is Krishna. Vyasadeva, his Guru, Narada's Guru is Brahma, Brahma's Guru is Krishna. So Sura Guru, he is Maya Manushya. And when he appears as human being, that is Maya. Maya means actually he is not an ordinary man. He is the Supreme Personality of God. But the rascals, they think that because Rama and Krishna has appeared like one of us, he is a man. He is an ordinary man. This is the version of the rascals. That Rama, especially there is a class who are known as Arya Samaji, they do not agree that the Supreme Person can, Supreme God can appear as Rama and Krishna. But they do not know that although he appears as one of us in the form of human body, he is not a human being. He is the Supreme Personality of God. Therefore, it is called Ramak, Maya Manushya, Hari. He is Hari. Hari means the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who can give you all pleasure. Taking all your miserable conditions is Hari. Sabandhi hankaruna karang raghuvaram bhupala churamani. So, his offering is acceptable obeisances to the Lord Rama. Karuna karam, he comes, pritrana sanagunam. Gnatha has a duskitam, therefore he is Kuruna Akaram. Akaram means mind. He is the great mind of mercy. Kuruna Akaram, Raghuvaram. And because he appears in the dynasty of Maharaj Raghu, so he is the supreme personality in the Raghu dynasty, Raghuvaram. And Bhupala Churamani, he is the helmet of all kings. Churamani. Churamani means money. Money means pearl. And Chura means helmet. So the pearl is placed in the crown. So he is the, although he appears as king, but he is the helmet of all kings. In this way, Lord Rama's description is here. Now, Mataji requested me to explain one verse, so I have tried to explain. Now, today is our Radhashtami ceremony. I must speak now something about Radharani, and then I shall go and reach my apartment at 12. In the meantime, you can observe the ceremony. So far Radharani, Radharani, today is birthday of Srimati Radharani. Radharani is the pleasure potency of Krishna. Krishna is the Supreme Brahma. Just try to understand. Krishna is the Supreme Brahma, Param Brahma, Param Dhava, Pavitram Paramam Bhava. So, when Parabrahma wants to enjoy, that enjoying spirit is there in the Parabrahma. Otherwise, we cannot have this enjoying spirit. Because we are part and parcel. Therefore, we have got that enjoying spirit. But it is materially contaminated. But the spirit is there. Because Krishna is enjoying. These enjoying spirit we have got also, but I do not know how to enjoy. We are trying to enjoy in the matter, in the dull matter, that is spiritual. So, Brahma, Brahma Sukhanubhutya. People are trying to feel what is Brahma Sukha, pleasure, a Brahmanubhava. That is not material pleasure. So many yogis, they have given up their family life, their kingdom, and meditating to achieve that Brahma pleasure. Actually, the idea is Brahma pleasure. So many brahmacharis, so many sannyasis, they are trying to achieve the Brahma pleasure, and in order to achieve that Brahma pleasure, they are neglecting, they are kicking off all this material pleasure. You think that Brahma pleasure is ordinary, this material pleasure? To achieve a portion of Brahma pleasure, if they are kicking off all these material pleasures. Don't talk of ourselves, we are ordinary men. We are in the history, we have got instances that Bharat Maharaj. Bharat Maharaj, under whose name this planet is called Bharatvarsha. That Bharat Maharaj was the emperor of the whole world. And as emperor, he had his beautiful wife, young children, but at the age of 24 years, just young man, he gave up everything. This is very old story, of course, but you know Lord Buddha. He was also a prince. He was also a prince, not ordinary man. And he was Kshatriya, and he was always enjoying with beautiful woman, that is the palace pleasure. Custom in every oriental country, then in the palace there are many beautiful girls that are always dancing and giving pleasure to the king and the prince. So Lord Buddha was also in such pleasure, but he gave up everything and began to meditate. There are many hundreds of instances in Indian history that to realize the Brahma pleasure, they gave up everything. They gave up everything. That is the way. Tapasya means voluntarily accepting something serious for realizing the supreme pleasure. That is called tapasya. So, if of tasting a little Brahma pleasure, all materialistic pleasures have to be given up. Do you think that the Supreme Brahma, Lord Krishna, is enjoying this material pleasure? Is it very reasonable? This Krishna is enjoying Lakshmi Sahasra Sato Sambhama Sri Bhumanam, hundreds and thousands of goddesses have passed on her and engaged in his service. Do you think these Lakshmis are material woman? How Krishna can take pleasure in the material woman? No, this is mistake. Ananna chinmaya rasa pratibhavitabhi sahavidya eva nijarupa svayam kalavi. In the Brahma Sangita I find that he experiences ananna chinmaya rasa, the mela of transcendental pleasure potency. And these gopis expansion of his pleasure potency, and Radharani is the center. Radharani is the center. So Radharani is not, don't take Radharani is an ordinary woman like we are, our wife, our sister, our mother. No. She is the pleasure potency. And the birth of Radharani was not from the womb of any human being. She was found by her father in the field while his father was plowing. He saw one little nice child lying there, and he had no children, so he caught it and presented to the queen. Oh, here we have got a very nice child. How you got? In the field. Yes, Radharani is done like that. So this Janma is today, and Radha. His name is sometimes not found in Bhagavata. So, may this class of men protest that Radharani's name is not in the Srimad Bhagavatam. How this name came, Radha? But they do not know how to see it. There is Anayana Radhate. There are many gopis, but there is mention that by this particular gopi, he is heard more pleasingly. Krishna accepts this gopi's service more gladly. Anayana Radhate. This Anaradhate, this word, Anaradhate means what? Sipping. From this word, Anaradhate, Radha has come. But Radha's name are there in Anna Puranas. This is your origin. The Radha and Krishna. Krishna is India, and he wants to enjoy. So, he is the Supreme Brahma. That he cannot enjoy anything. Atmana, he can enjoy it in himself. Therefore, Radharani is the expansion of his pleasure potential. Krishna hasn't got to seek external things for his pleasure. No. He is in himself full. Atmana. So, Radharani is the expansion of Krishna. Krishna is the energetic and Radharani is the energy. Just like energy and energetic, you cannot separate. Fire and the heat, you cannot separate. Wherever there is fire, there is heat. And wherever there is heat, there is fire. Similarly, wherever there is Krishna, there is Radha. And wherever there is Radha, there is Krishna. They are inseparable. He is enjoying. So, Sarup Damodar Goswami has described this intricate philosophy of Radha and Krishna in one verse, very nice verse. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vijiti Alhadani Satyrasmat Ikaatmana Mati Bhuvi Deho Bhidu Gatoto. So, Radha and Krishna is the one supreme. But, in order to enjoy, they are divided into two. Again, Lord Chaitanya joins the two into one. Chaitanya Prakata Madhuna. That one means Krishna in the ecstasy of Radha. Sometimes Krishna is in ecstasy of Radha. Sometimes Radha is in ecstasy of Krishna. This is going on. But the whole thing is Radha and Krishna means the one, the supreme. The Radha Krishna philosophy is a very great philosophy. It is to be understood in the liberated state. Radha Krishna philosophy is not to be understood in the conditioned state. But when we worship Radha Krishna in our conditional state, actually we worship Lakshmi Narayana. You have seen that picture. There is Bidhi Marga and Radha Marga. Radha Krishna worship, he is on the platform of pure love. And Lakshmi Narayana worship is on the regulated thing. So long we do not develop our pure love, we have to worship on the regulated thing. One has to become a brahmachari, one has to become a sannyasi, one has to perform the worship in this way. In the morning he has to rise, he has to offer. So many rules and regulations. There are 364 rules and regulations. So we shall introduce them gradually as you develop. So, in the Bidhi Marga, when you have no love for God or Krishna, you have to follow the regulated principle. And automatically they practice, keep practicing, just like you practice this mridanga playing. In the beginning it is not in order, but when you become well versed in the practice, the sound will come so nice. Similarly, when we are engaged by regulative principle in the worship of Radha Krishna, that is called Bidhimana. And actually, when you are on the love platform, then that is called Radha Mata. So, without Vidhimanga, if anyone wants to learn the Radha Mata immediately, that is foolishness. Nobody can pass any examination without going through the regulative principles of primary schools and colleges. So, therefore, I do not, in the discussions of Radha and Krishna so easy. Go on with the regulative principles at the present moment. Gradually, as you become purified, as you become on the transcendental platform, you will understand what is Radha Krishna. Don't try to understand Radha Krishna very quickly. It is a very big subject. If you want to understand Radha Krishna very quickly, then there will be so many Prasita Sahajya. In India, there are Prasita Sahajya, just like Radha Krishna dancing, Radha Krishna has become a plaything. The painting Radha Krishna, Krishna is kissing Radha, Radha is kissing. These are all nonsense. Radha Krishna philosophy has to be understood by the liberated person, not by the conditioned soul. So, we shall wait for the fortunate moment when we are liberated, then we shall understand Radha Krishna Pranayamititi. Because Krishna and Radha, they are not on the material state. Try to understand, this is Jiva Goswami's analysis, that Krishna is the Supreme Brahma. The Supreme Brahma cannot accept anything material. So Radha is not in the material state. There is a very nice song. I shall sing if you can play in the harmonium. This is a Rupa Goswami's song. Radhe jaya jaya madhava daite, Radhe jaya jaya madhava daite, Gokula taruni mandala mahite, Radhe jaya jaya madhava daite. Damodara ki madhana besi hari stuta vrinda vipine se vrishabhanudodhi navashasile khe lalita sakhi guna ramita visakhi karunam kuro mahi karuna bharite sanaka sanatana bhannita charite radhe jaya jaya madhava daite. This song was sung by Rupa Goswami. He is the real person, natural person to understand Radha and Krishna. So he says, all glories to Radharani, Radhe Jayadas, Madhava Daita. He is so dear to Krishna. Krishna, everyone is trying to love Krishna. But Krishna is trying to love somebody. So how great he is. Just that understood. Everyone, the whole world, the whole universe, all living entities, they are trying to love Krishna. Krishna Prema. Lord Chaitanya described Prema Pumata Mahan. And Rupa Goswami describes that you are distributing Krishna Prema. So Krishna Prema is so valuable. But Krishna is after Radha. Just see how Radha is great. Just try to understand the greatness of Radharani. Therefore, she is so great and we have to offer our respect. Radhe Jaya Jaya Mahaprabhu. How she is? Gokula Tarani Mandala Mahite. Tarani, Tarani means young girls. You see the pictures, they are all young girls. But of all the young girls, she is the most beautiful. She is enchanting to the young girls also. She is so beautiful. Gokula Tarani Mandala Mahite. Damodaradati Vardhana Bise. And she always dresses her so nicely that Damodara, Krishna, becomes attracted by her beauty. Hari Nishkuta Vinna Vihineshe. She is the only lovable object of Krishna and she is the queen of Vrindavan. This queen of Vrindavan, you will find in Vrindavan, if you go to Vrindavan, everyone is worshipping Radha Rani. Rani means queen. They are always speaking Jarade, Radharani. All the devotees in Vrindavan, they are worshippers of Radha Rani. Hari Nishkuta Vrinda Vikini. Vishabhanu Gaudi Namaste Sile. And she appeared as the daughter of King Vishabhanu. Her companion Lalita Sati and Vishasa Sati and the devotees on behalf of the pure devotees of Krishna, Rupa Goswami is praying Karuna Kurumai Karuna Bharite. Worshipful Radharani, you are full of mercy, so I am begging of your mercy because you are so merciful, very easily you offer restore your mercy. So I am begging your mercy. Karunam kurumai, karuna bhulte, sanaka samayatana bodhnite chelte. Now somebody may say, oh, you are so great, learned scholar. You are so great a saintly person and you are begging mercy from an ordinary girl. How is that? Therefore, Rupa Goswami says, oh, this is not ordinary girl. Sanata Sanayatana Vajnita Charite. This girl's description is possible to be made by great saintly person like Sanasana. She is not ordinary. So, the lesson is that we should not treat Radharani as ordinary girl or Krishna as ordinary man. They are the supreme absolute truth, but in the absolute truth there is the pleasure potency and that is exhibited in the dealings of Radha and Krishna. And Radha expands as all the gopis and Krishna is the supreme lord. Thank you.
Chant, Hare Krishna. You can chant. Can you chant? Janata? Huh? All right, you can.
After ek shloka humne vyakhyan kar diya.
Explain that one sloka from Vishram Tirthman.
Jan Karigas.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare
राधाष्टमी जन्म महामहोत्सव की जाए, सभी तो भक्तबिंद की जाए, ऑल ग्लोरी टू डेसिमल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरी टू डेसिमल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरी टू डेसिमल डिवोटीज, थैंक यू वेरी मच।
राधा कृष्ण मूर्ति हमारे